하지만 북한에서 일어나고 있는 이 인권
It's not comparable to any other nation in the world. Terrible human rights violations beyond anyone's imagination. Those things are happening in North Korea right now.
This is the North Korea that Kim Jong-un would like you to know. A nation of high-rises in the capital city of Pyongyang, the impressive Arirang festivals of mass culture and recreation, and a pervasive national pride that looks a lot like state religion. A short bus ride away from the well-rehearsed happiness, there is extreme poverty, famine, and a network of prison camps that's reminiscent of the worst atrocities of Nazi Germany. Shin Dong-hyuk not only escaped a prison camp, but he's on a mission to tell you everything he knows. Through his translator, Mr. Shin spoke with Reason last week in Washington, D.C.
Well, I was born in a political prison camp in North Korea. I was expected to just do manual labor and to work. And I had no concept, I had no rights, I had no concept of what human rights were. I was destined to live and die in this prison camp. Well, all the inmates know that the prison camp is surrounded by electrified fence and that there are prison guards that stand guard. However, there was no way for the prisoners to know what was beyond the electrified fence, whether it was another world of prison camps, and there was no way for us to know. Even going further than that, my own mother and father never talked to me about the outside world. I know that my mother and father met and were quote-unquote married in the camp. My guess is that they themselves were sent at a very, very early age to the prison camp, and that's how they ended up being in the camp and how they met one another. I witnessed my mother's public execution in the camp at the age of 14, and the result of that was that myself was very severely mistreated and went through a terrible suffering regarding that. I never questioned or doubted what my life was all about in the prison camp. Of course, now when I look back, I lived a very terrible and horrible existence, obviously. There are other defectors who have been incarcerated in the political prison camp system in North Korea and were able to either escape successfully or were released and then escape North Korea. We all know the new young leader, Kim Jong-un, is a dictator, just like his grandfather and his father, who was given the dictatorship. To me personally, I have no expectation that he will be any different or rule differently from his father or grandfather. As I travel throughout the world, I meet a lot of different politicians, many leaders in the NGO and other organizations. But unfortunately, I really haven't been able to find a clear-cut answer or a specific answer from these people or from these meetings. And one of the things that I always do when I visit these cities, whether it's LA or Washington, D.C. or cities in Europe, is I try to find and visit any Holocaust museums that are in the world. I try to visit them as much as possible. So yesterday, during my stay here, I had the chance to visit, again, the U.S. Holocaust Museum here in Washington, D.C. And in one of the displays, there was a huge banner or picture, and there was one question that was on the wall. Why didn't people bomb the railways that led to the prison, Nazi prison camp? That question obviously pertains to what happened in the past, 60 years ago during World War II. But my opinion is that that question still applies to what is going on right now as we speak. And I believe the true answer or solution to that question lies with the international community, the world community at large.